Hello, podcast enthusiasts. It's Jim Jaquetta, co-founder and CTO of Vidovation. Thanks for tuning in. I've got an exclusive treat for you, my wireless experts checklist. Please text the word podcast to 949-755-8881 to grab it and open the door to some engaging conversations. Again, text the word podcast to 949-755-8881. I look forward to chatting with you and sharing valuable production and broadcast insights. Don't forget to hit subscribe or follow to catch all future episodes. Your feedback is gold. Please leave a review and shape the future of this podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.
It's NAB 2024. We're here in the West Hall, and I'm here on the Vidovation stand with Jim. Hi, Jim. How are you doing?
Hey, Matt. How are you? Thanks
Very
for being
good,
here.
Yeah. So you've got some news, some developments, some stuff similar to what we talked about last year.
Yes.
Moved on a bit. 5G news.
Yeah. So last year, or our theme for the last eight plus years has been at-home production, Remy production, goes by various names, live remote production. And Vidovation uses bonded cellular a lot for this type of solution. You know, a device that will bond multiple cellular connections together, LAN, Wi-Fi. And compared to other systems out there, the Hivision Pro and Air series seems to work better than a lot of the other systems that are out there. But as we all know, when we make a cellular phone call, it doesn't always go through.
No.
So if you're in a football stadium, baseball stadium, trade show, the public 5G could be swamped, or the mobile network operator, MNO, because we have to have acronyms in our industry, right?
But
acronyms
are
good.
Yeah.
When the MNOs are saturated, or the public 5G, as I like to call it, when it's saturated, what do we rely on? Yeah, we could use Wi-Fi. We could use a hardwired LAN connection. So Vidovation has partnered with Celona. And Celona is the industry leader in private 5G. So what is private 5G? Private 5G uses this CBRS band, or band 48, on the cellular. And you can see here we have a typical access point. It looks very much like a Wi-Fi access point.
Yeah.
Sometimes it might be a little bigger, or it might be the same size.
Bigger.
Indoor versions, outdoor versions. So in a crowded football stadium, we would either permanently or temporarily set up a private 5G network to supplement the public 5G. So we get better reliability. And you own a slice of that spectrum for as long as you have the system up. It's like running a fiber through the air or wireless LAN connection. You own that spectrum. There'll be no interference. And it wasn't invented for this product.
No.
It's really meant as an alternative to Wi-Fi.
Yeah, of course, many of these venues are effectively big Faraday cages, and everything outside can't get in. So you need to bring that connectivity indoors.
So
very effective. And of course, for professionals, for video production, for remote production, it needs to be reliable. So I can see the draw. And so all deliverable, all ready to go.
All ready to go. We're already delivering to customers. And tomorrow on Tuesday in room W222, I'm presenting a paper on private 5G. So if you're in the West Hall, it's at noon. In room W222, come and see it. If you don't make it, there'll be a link in this video this video somewhere on our website.
I'm sure they'll
find
it.
To get a copy of that.
They'll be able to see it. Yes, you've written a white paper, so you're talking about it on Tuesday at NAB. So brilliant.
Well, thank you so much, Matt.
Thank you very much. We'll do another video here on another topic, so keep a lookout for that. Obviously, if you're at NAB, do try and catch Jim tomorrow in W222. And for everything else that we're doing at NAB 2024, it's kitplus.com.